Well, good morning to everybody. Wanted to thank you all for coming out and sharing this special event for the state of Iowa, the Iowa Utilities Board, and the Office of the Consumer Advocate. My name is Rob Burnson, and I'm chair of the Iowa Utilities Board. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to introduce some of the other individuals who've been a big part of this and that are taking part in the groundbreaking ceremony today. We've got the Honorable Tom Miller, who's our Attorney General. His office is responsible for appointing the consumer advocate, and he's been a great advocate of the building. Wanted to also recognize John Perkins, who is the consumer advocate for the state of Iowa. Roya Stanley is here as well. She's the director of the Office of Energy Independence, and wanted to say just in particular about Roya, she has been a real leader in pushing the architects, and the IUB, and the OCA, and making sure and trying to push this building to be as close to a net zero energy building as possible. So thank you for that, Roya. We've also got Krista Tanner and Daryl Hansen, who are my colleagues on the Iowa Utilities Board. And also just wanted to quickly recognize our design partners, BNIM Architects, including Rod Cruz, Tom Hilton, Carrie Nagel and Associates, the Department of Administrative Services with Ray Walton, the director, and also his staff of Dean Ibsen and Tony Schmitz, and then also Kurt Clausen from the Iowa Energy Center. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank the stakeholders who appear before the board and the OCA on a regular basis, including Iowa American Water, Florida Power or NextEra, Mid-American Energy, Alliant, RETA, the Iowa Telecommunications Association, Iowa Telecom, Quest, AT&T, the Iowa Utility Association, and there are, I'm sure, many more that I've forgotten. I know that Bruce Oakley from the Capital Planning Commission is here as well. I want to thank him for his work. These individuals all have been invaluable in the design of this facility that will be an educational model to others looking to build highly efficient office space on a smaller scale. But the one who really deserves the most thanks for his support of this project is our guest of honor today, Governor Chet Colver. And prior to the governor making a few remarks, I just wanted to say a few words about his leadership in Iowa in the areas of renewable energy and energy efficiency. In a few minutes, we're going to turn the first shovels of dirt of what is one of the first building projects in the state, and this is important, it's not just a state office building, but one of the first buildings in the entire state that is seeking LEED Platinum certification. This moment culminates more than 3 years of planning that began with IUB's former chairman, John Norris, who saw the opportunity to create a model of energy efficiency that others might learn from and adapt themselves. But none of this would have been possible without Governor Colver's unwavering support for greening Iowa's state office buildings. Since his first day in office, Governor Colver has been determined to move Iowa towards energy independence, to help Iowa grow into green technology, renewable energy, and increased energy efficiency. This commitment has manifested itself in the development and deployment of a broad array of new clean technologies like cellulosic ethanol and biodiesel fuel production, wind turbine manufacturing, and green building construction and retrofits. Just some of his many accomplishments include pushing Iowa to become second nationally in wind generation, and also first on a per capita basis in the nation, in the world actually, in wind generation, helping to create more than 8,700 green collar jobs, creating the Office of Energy Independence, which among many things oversees the power fund and has been responsible for pushing the development of renewables and energy efficiency in Iowa. He created an energy efficiency commission, which is looking at energy efficiency standards in building construction and providing recommendations on efficiency standards for all new and existing buildings. And he also issued Executive Order Number 6, which created the Green Government Initiative with a mandate to aggressively green Iowa state office buildings, and hence the building that we're going to kick off here today. So it's no surprise that the governor has been a leader in the development of this model building from the beginning. So Governor, the IUB and the OCA want to thank you for your support of these efforts and invite you to come forward and share a few of your thoughts.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Chairman Bernstein, for your leadership and for your very kind remarks this morning. To our distinguished guests, the Utility Board Commissioners, Mayor, Attorney General, we are very pleased that all of you have contributed to this important project. Mayor County has been a leader among mayors, pushing for efficiency and renewable energy at every opportunity. And we've got a very forward-thinking utilities board led by the new chairman to really keep Iowa out front nationally when it comes to renewable energy and energy efficiency. We appreciate the public-private partnership between our utilities companies in this state, the wind manufacturers. This has been a real collaborative effort. We now have 9 wind energy companies doing business in this state. They have come from around the world to set up manufacturing operations here. At those various plants, we've created more than 2,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs. We also now have 200 Iowa-based companies that are in the wind manufacturing supply chain. Those 200 businesses, small businesses, the backbone of our state's economy, those small businesses are now contributing in a very positive way to Iowa's effort to lead the nation, especially in wind generation and wind manufacturing. I want to thank my friends in labor that are here, the Laborers Union, the IBEW, any number of labor unions, hardworking men and women who are building these wind farms and maintaining these wind farms. It was quite a day. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Riceville, Iowa, which is straight north pretty much of Des Moines on the Minnesota border. And we celebrated the wind farm that is going in Riceville, Iowa, 66 turbines, 66 windmills, a $250 million investment in Riceville, Iowa. And we've done that 71 times. And that's why we're number one in the world, literally number one in the world per capita in wind generation. We've passed Spain, we've passed Denmark, we've passed Germany. And the state of Iowa has now become a worldwide leader in renewable energy. And it's because of all of the people that I've mentioned. We've had a great team effort, not only, again, state government, but business and labor. We've all locked arms and joined together. I also want to acknowledge and thank the legislature, the leaders in particular, Mike Gronstall, Speaker Murphy, who have moved this very forward-thinking renewable energy agenda forward. We've created the Office of Energy Independence. We created the $100 million Iowa Power Fund. I want to thank Chairman Fred Hubble and the Iowa Power Fund board members for their leadership. We've now invested in 25 projects around this state, about $30 million in second and third generation renewable energy technologies, breakthrough technologies. So we're doing the research and development in this state that will allow us to create more jobs. It will allow us to find the energy solutions of the future, and it will allow Iowa to become the Silicon Prairie of the Midwest. And I'm very proud of those investments. They're going to pay huge dividends. We have wonderful technologies that are being developed in Iowa. So we're attracting entrepreneurs and small businesses and innovators to our state who want to be a part of this renewable energy expedition. So what a exciting day here that we're celebrating and commemorating. This will become a real landmark. This will become a symbol in terms of Iowa's commitment to renewable energy. And what a fitting location here on a very busy intersection. A lot of traffic, a lot of people going out to the state fair every year that will see this beautiful new state-of-the-art building. And again, I think it is fitting that we are going to be able to show the world and visitors to the state capitol that Iowa is very serious when it comes to leading on renewable energy. So it's my pleasure to join all of you here today as we break ground on the new utility board building and Office of Consumer Advocate building. This will serve as a model for cost efficiency and green energy. Its design will serve as a resource that local governments, that school districts and others can learn from and or use as an example in their local planning efforts. It's exciting to think of the possibilities here. The new home of the Iowa Utilities Board and Consumer Advocate will be a state-of-the-art 21st century green building, serving not only as a functional office, but as a model for cost-effective use of energy. The building, when complete, will use more than 60% less energy than most, and it'll use 100% of its water from collected rainwater. We will also have solar panels on this building that will provide almost 15% of all the energy that this building will use. As Chairman Bernstein mentioned, it will be LEED certified platinum, and it could be one of the first in Iowa to receive this distinguished certification. We're doing this because it is my hope that in the future, our state buildings can serve as physical symbols of our statewide commitment to renewable energy and energy efficiency. So it is truly a day to celebrate the opportunities before us in terms of walking the walk and making Iowa the most energy efficient state in the nation. Thank you all very much for joining us.